30 freshmen at the Olin College of Engineering began work on their first big project this week. On a dusty site outside Boston, they are constructing the college itself. Olin's founders have set out to overhaul the way engineering is taught, and they've recruited top students from around the country to help out. From member station WBUR, Jason Bopian reports on the first new college in the Boston area in 40 years.
Piles of field stones are scattered in the dirt on both sides of the road leading into Olin College. Those stones are sort of like the school itself. They've arrived, they just haven't been arranged yet into something coherent. Chris Chavez from Houston says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Everyone can say, I've been to college. Who can say, I've built my college? I mean, 30 of us are going to get, we're partners, we're going to be equal with faculty, we're going to have a say in what happens, how this develops, how this school comes out.
Chavez and the 29 others will move this week into gray, prefabricated, portable buildings while their dorms are being finished. Last week, on one of the few patches of mowed lawn at Olin, Charles Nolan, the dean of admission, welcomed the newcomers. Nolan said it was just 2 years ago that administrators had faced a daunting question.
About how to recruit the best students in the world to a college that didn't exist.
And most of the school's buildings still don't exist. Formal classes won't start until the fall of 2002. This year, the 30 students will work with the faculty to design an engineering program that blends science with entrepreneurship and the humanities. The endeavor is being funded by a $300 million grant from the Franklin W. Olin Foundation. The foundation's board saw a need for an engineering college that would produce well-rounded scientists, engineers who can be leaders in industry, chemists who can tinker with a business plan as well as a molecule. Currently, the campus is an outline of steel girders set on a hill next to Babson College. In a pressed white shirt and tie, Olin's new president, Richard Miller, appears at ease amidst the dust. A bulldozer and a backhoe flatten piles of gravel behind him. Miller says he was drawn to Olin by the idea that this will be a place where engineering education could be transformed.
This is not all about saying that others are doing it wrong. What it is saying is that there is room for, and maybe a need in higher education, for sort of a test tube or a petri dish for wild ideas for people to try out.
Exactly how Olin College will do this is part of what the faculty and students must figure out in this first year. A major goal will be to create an atmosphere that's closer to the business world than academia. For example, professors won't have tenure. Students, on the other hand, are being freed from financial worries. Each student will be given a full scholarship covering 4 years of tuition and room and board. Molly Tremblay-McCann from Santa Cruz, California, says she chose Olin over MIT and Caltech because while she wanted to study engineering, she has other interests.
I'm a writer and I'm also a costume designer, and it was really, I didn't want to lose those parts of myself when I went to college and not be able to be that part of myself. And Olin was the only place that really offered me a chance to have that be just as valid as the engineering part instead of like something I do on the side when I have spare time.
On opening day, the entering students showed that their interests extend beyond traditional engineering. In their two-minute introductions, one student tap danced, several read poems, another made a pitch for making duct tape the school mascot. Some talked about the products they hope someday to develop. Julian Connolly from Fairfax, Virginia, reworked a Bette Midler tune.
I say college starts a hunger, an endless aching need, and Olin is a flower, and we its starting seed.
While classes don't officially start until next fall, the 30 Olin freshmen this week begin their studies. They also will be starting to work with faculty to design the academic structure of the school and explore the other tasks that go into building a new educational institution. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobien in Boston.